This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Let's look again at Mark 16. When the women got up early Sunday morning after Jesus Christ's crucifixion, they were expressing their devotion to Jesus, not their faith in him. They bought spices to go and anoint Jesus' body. As they approached the tomb, they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" Even after they went into the tomb and were confronted by the angel's clear declaration that Jesus has risen, he is not here, see the place where they laid him. In verse 8 it says, "Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. Only Mary Magdalene believed, but it was after he appeared to her. It's not that they had no faith before they saw him, but they were so preoccupied with the circumstances of the moment and what they thought were their duties as devoted followers of the one who now was dead that they forgot the promises. Their faith was unfulfilled. It was incomplete. How similar to many who go to church and try to live in a way that would reflect their devotion to God. It's not that they have no faith, but so many have an unfulfilled and incomplete faith. Such people are religious, but like the women, they generally say nothing to anyone because they are afraid. If your experience is similar to what we've identified in this portrayal of the women in Mark 16, then let me encourage you to believe in Jesus Christ, who died for your sins, rose from among the dead, and is a living Savior who wants to transform your life. Humbly ask him to save you right now.